The Bordeaux Betrayal, A Wine Country Mystery, by Ellen Crosby, narrated by Christine Marshall.
Wherefore by their fruits shall ye know them. Matthew 7:20. Always do sober what you said you'd do drunk. That will teach you to keep your mouth shut. Ernest Hemingway. Chapter 1. St. Thomas Aquinas once said sorrow could be alleviated by good sleep, a bath, and a glass of wine. Lucky him if that's all it took. Hector died shortly before Labor Day, the last event in a tumultuous summer weighed down by heat straight out of hell's waiting room. He'd been like a father to me, managing the crew at my family's vineyard in the foothills of Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains for the last 20 years. His death came hard on the heels of my second auto accident in the past 3 years, when the front end of my old Volvo collided with the back end of a large buck. And that event had been preceded by Hurricane Iola, whose wicked ways wreaked havoc just as we were about to harvest our white wines. If the month of August had been a fish, I would have thrown it back. Fortunately, autumn arrived in a kinder mood. The withering temperatures receded, and the low slanted sunlight washed everything in softer colors, blurring the sharp edges of the shadows. The air no longer smelled as though it had been boiled, and the relentless metallic sound of the cicadas began to wane. Tonight, on an October Indian summer evening, the bullfrog's serenade sounded plaintive. I'd invited Mick Dunn, my neighbor, and a man with whom I'd...